Hi, everybody. This is Steve Dallas, and we are with you today on Golden Memory Piano Requests. And it's pretty cold here in Canton, Ohio. It's pretty cold in a lot of spots, isn't it?
It's cold clear down into Florida.
Is that right?
Yeah. The one place I checked last night, it was like 16 degrees. There goes our oranges.
Don't say that.
Yeah, I know,
I have
right?
An orange every day. Well, because of the bitter cold and so forth, school is dismissed. So we are once again privileged to have my granddaughters here, and they're here to soothe your anxious soul with beautiful music. Why don't you just hear music? I like it when a guy says to me, "Man, that song is so cool. I just can't get it loud enough." Yeah, I can understand. I can understand it, but I'm pretty protective of my ears, so I wouldn't be saying that. I would say, "Please don't quit. Just keep singing." That's what I like. That's what I say about my granddaughters. Don't stop. Why did you stop? You don't have to eat. Just keep singing. Speaking of eating, we're doing a show this weekend, aren't we? Friday night at Westminster Presbyterian Church, my band, called Timeless. And if you haven't been to a Timeless show, if you're from around these parts, you want to be sure and take it in. It's a 17-piece. Well, I'm dreaming, huh? No, it's really 11 or 12-piece band. And I call it a little big band. And we started out doing lots of the music from the big band era, but we branched out quite a lot. And Josie is becoming the lead singer. How cool is that? Yeah, in addition to Linda. What's Linda's last name?
Dowling.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, she's our
country
singer,
right.
And she does a great job.
Yep.
So we'll be looking forward to all that good music this Friday night with
spaghetti dinner.
Big piles of spaghetti.
Meatballs.
Yeah.
$7.
Did we get some of that?
$7, all you can eat. And
stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, good.
It's a good deal. Mm-hmm. So we are very thankful for the music. And believe it or not, my granddaughters, after we were together a few nights ago, I introduced them to this song from ABBA, from Mamma Mia. And they had never... Well, I won't say they've never heard it. They know everything. But nevertheless, I asked them to please learn Thank You for the Music, and they did it in 3 days flat. Unreal. So we're going to start our show with my sentiment exactly. Thank You for the Music.
Special, in fact, I'm a bit of a bore.
Kind of doubt that, but
when I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. Mother says I was a dancer before I could walk. She says I began to sing long before I could talk.
That was the truth.
But I often wonder, how did it all start? Who found out that nothing could capture a heart like a melody can? Well, whoever it was, I'm a fan. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. I've been so lucky. I am the girl with golden hair. I want to sing it out to everybody. What a joy, what a life, what a chance. Thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me.
Yay. Awesome, awesome.
Wow.
Don't stop.
Thank you for those. Thank you for those voices. Wow. That is so cool. All right. I'm all set to receive IMs, instant messages from Doug over there at BBS Radio. If you've been wanting to have a talk show, that's the place to go, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to honor your gift of gab, you want to sign up with Doug and Debbie at BSS and
BBS.
BBSRadio.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't forget the number.
The number to call. And we want to hear from you for your requests and whatever else you want to say to us. Maybe just tell us what temperature it is where you live.
we don't want to be jealous.
Yeah, 888-627-6008. Let's sing that like we usually do.
Okay.
The number to call is
888-627-6008.
Josie, your assignment is to write a melody for that.
Sure.
Wouldn't that be great?
And jingle.
And we'd like to have some sponsors too. It's only $60 for a show, and we'll talk about you all you want and advertise any products you're making, and or you might want to dedicate a show to a loved one, and we'll talk about that loved one, and that'd be cool. I had another idea too. If you have a business where you can help me spread the good news of my program, you know, maybe you have a circular, you could print something or talk about it on another radio show or whatever you want to do. We'll just kind of, we'll swap out favors and we'll help each other. That would be fun. So, all right. Well, the short of it is, we're going to bring our girls back. They're going to be here all during the show. But the long and the short of it is that I'm doing this because I love music, just like we sang about. And I love all you people out there and want to do stuff that makes you feel good about being alive. And here's a wonderful, wonderful song by Don McLean. You probably know it. And I love you so. People ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. But life began again. took my hand. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I don't let the evening get me down. Thoughts are just for me.
That is so true, darling.
You set my spirit free. I'm happy that you do. The book of life is brief, and once a page is read, all but love is dead. That is my belief. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free.
That's beautiful, honey. You don't sing that to me anymore, hardly.
Oh, darling.
You don't send me flowers anymore?
Oh, my. Now, are you naming the hit list for the Steve?
No, I'm teasing, darling.
Well,
darling. I love the song.
I'm here. And, all right. Who made that popular? Is that Perry Como?
That sounds like Perry Como.
Perry Como?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, very good. That's one of the first songs I actually recorded on a disc. I think I've got that somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Mary Foster paid for that tape.
Did she?
Yeah, that's cool.
That melody, I know it's going to sound weird, but it reminded me of Beauty and the Beast. And I just could see them dancing.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, we're really happy to have the McGee girls here today, and they are lovely, and we are going to sing, let's see, we're going to sing At Last, and Josie sings with our band, and this is one of our favorite ones to do. We're looking forward to it.
Speak to a dream that I could call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I have never known. Oh, you smile, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven. For you are mine at last.
You inspired me.
Could speak to a dream that I could call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I have never known. Oh, you smiled, and then
that's so pretty. I don't need any more cold chills, though.
No,
look at that.
Sure.
Unbelievable.
Sure. Yeah, she's a blossoming big shot. What can I say? That is so good, Josie. All right. Let me have my little clipboard here. Oh, you probably heard our clipboard incident.
You pulled it off. Maybe they didn't notice.
Oh, that could be.
It just fell.
It falls on your hand. You just keep playing.
He plays around pencils and ink pens all over the. It's funny. Gum.
I like.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. The choir likes to see me do everything in the world while I'm playing a hymn, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that. I play with one hand and turn around and talk to the band. Oh, this is all during the hymn.
That's true. And messing with the microphones.
Orchestrating if they're not going the way they're supposed to. Boom, boom, boom. Shaking your fist.
I remember one time I got in trouble with some choir members, not at this church, at another church. But I was composing a new song during the sermon one day.
Uh-oh.
And that was not cool. But you know, it was just
it came to you. You have to write it down.
It came to me. Yeah.
They don't know the life of a composer.
And I guess not. Yeah. Well.
But what did they do? You said you got in trouble. What happened?
Yeah.
Well, they just complained to the establishment.
Love it.
Like, what are you doing? Oh, it's funny. I was at that same church, and I was pretty young.
Yeah.
I was.
You're just a babe.
Early 30s. First thing I did when I went to this conservative church was put a set of drums in the chancel. Oh, give me a royal break. You got to be kidding me.
You're lucky they didn't throw you out on your ear.
I know, but they loved
tolerated
me.
It.
I was a very mixed up boy then. You know,
yeah.
I played in a bar.
What?
Grandpa!
You worked at a bar?
Oh, dear Lord. Here's how mixed up I was. I took my grand piano to the bar.
Okay.
Did you carry it or what?
It was a restaurant. I mean, it was a restaurant.
Jeez, so. You were young and reckless, huh?
Young and reckless. But I took it there, and I used to play Beethoven and Mozart and stuff like that. And then at church, I would do these... you know, these
outlandish
wild praise songs. They weren't used to these songs, you know. Mm-hmm. So one time this guy came up to me, he says, "Dallas, you got it confused, you know. We went to hear you at the restaurant the other day, and here you are playing high class music, and then you play this other stuff here. It's supposed to be the other way around. That's the way we like it. You play the junk at the bar, and then you play high class stuff here." So, oh, God bless him. But anyway, I made it through there. Then a few weeks ago, I entertained at that church, and I was talking like this. I was reminiscing, and I said, "I'd like to apologize for being such a jerk." And this one lady stood up. She yelled it. She says, "Well, you should be." I couldn't believe it. It kind of brought me down a little bit.
Oh,
that's all right, you know. Oh, well. At least the apology is out there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I emerged as a, quote, favorite, end quote. So, anyway. Me and Nikki are going to start out singing about love, because that's what it's all about anyway. L is for the way you look at me. Nat King Cole sing. One, two, three, four.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore. And love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore. And love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
Well, that was fun. Well, they always say when you do a great job, let's take it on the road, why don't you?
I would have to homeschool them, though, and I don't, they're already way above me.
Is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
What do you think, Nikki?
Love was made for me and you.
What do you think, Mama?
Love was made for me and you.
Love was made for me and you.
Yeah. That's great.
All right. Hey, the number to call, if you're having fun, is
888-627-6008.
Yes, that is it. And call me with a request. Call me with a sponsorship. Call me with a dedication.
A birthday.
Anything. A Well, just anything you want, you know. It'd be really great to hear from you. It's always more fun. All right. Well, let's see what we have coming here now. I do a lot of teaching at home, and I'd like to play a song and dedicate it to one of my two top students, or two of my top students. And their name is Kendra and Ann. And they both played this little solo, which I arranged specifically for them to play at Christmas time this past couple months. And they worked on it hard. And they did a show, each in their separate schools, called A Pirate's Christmas, which seems like a contradiction in terms, actually. But that's okay. it was cute. Pirates are evil. But
they're scary for sure.
Yeah. So anyway, they wanted to play a little theme from Pirates of the Caribbean. And I love this little melody. It's not much of it, honestly. And because I couldn't make it too tough. But I remember I was playing second violin in a little local symphony a few years ago. But we started playing that. I had never heard it. I said, man, what a piece of music. And this stuff is written by Klaus Badelet and Hans Zimmer. You might recognize Hans Zimmer from his work in Pearl Harbor and, oh, all kinds of cool songs. He's just got a real gift for composition. So anyway, here's the theme, at least one of the themes, from Pirates of the Caribbean. I dedicate this to my students and all the months and weeks of hard work it took them to learn it. So here you are, Kendra and Ann. I'd like to encourage all the boys and girls out there who are taking piano lessons, teenagers. It's tough once you get to be a teenager to carve out that hour or two a day to practice. So much competition for our time these days. And but I would encourage you all to do it. One day my piano teacher, Mr. Hanekrat, said to me, he said, the more you practice when you're young, the less you'll have to practice when you're old. I said, I'm thinking, what an odd thing to say, because I was nuts about practice. I drove my poor dad crazy practicing. He begged me to stop, you know. And I'd rush out to my girlfriend's house, you know.
Say, that was another girlfriend, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. Darling. I shouldn't talk about all my loves.
You shouldn't.
No. That's really.
That's okay.
That's bizarre. But her dad was a preacher, and he had a church with a grand piano, so I spent a lot of time in there. And I went to college, and within a couple of weeks, I had my first Dear John letter. Mm. You know what a Dear John letter is?
I saw the movie.
Yeah, I watched the movie Dear John.
Dear John, it was sad.
There's a movie.
Yeah, there's a movie about a girl with her boyfriend Tatum. Went to war and stuff.
Oh, so it has the kind of a similar meaning.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
mm-hmm. You know, his name the was bottom John. Line is heartbreak.
Sadness. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
It
yes.
was. It was really depressing movie. Well, I cried.
Wait, so your girlfriend broke up with you?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My. A couple of weeks. She says, "I found someone else." I couldn't believe it.
Well, at least that happened, or else you wouldn't be with
there
my grandmother
we go.
Here.
Yes. So anyway.
And we can be thankful for that.
Yes. Well, what was I going to talk about? I lost my train of thought.
Your girlfriend?
No, she's playing to practicing.
Practicing. Yes. Well, we opened the church, and oh yeah, I was going to say we did some practicing. And,
that's enough.
I remember. Yeah, that's enough. I won't tell that other
Don't
story.
Don't tell that other story.
Oh, my. Secrets.
Oh, anyway.
Secrets
of the
past.
Yes.
Secrets, secrets from the past.
Yes, yes,
no,
yes,
he
yes.
was a good guy.
I'll tell you one thing. Sum it all up. I was a good boy when I was young.
Yes.
I was a good boy. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway. So, anyway, practice hard, and you won't have to practice so hard when you're old. I still practice. My emphasis has shifted a little bit, but even this morning I'm practicing a Mozart piece and some other pieces that I'm going to play for you in the weeks to come. So keep up the good work, all you students. I'm going to play this little piano solo dedicated to my granddaughters who like this little song from the 30s and 40s. It's called...
In the Mood. In the Mood.
That's right.
I remember when Josie, about 4 years old, we had your music was on CDs then, and she said, "Grandma Jen, I love that song. That's my favorite song, In the Mood." Yeah. So we played that for her.
Did we sing all of our duets?
Nope, In the Calm of the Peasants.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
You're going to slow it way down.
What age did we start learning this song?
3 and 4, I remember singing.
It was my solo.
It was her solo.
And that was about...
Well, she's 13 now.
About 2 weeks after her first word that we were talking about.
I can't get out, Daddy, I can't get out. Yeah, precious little girl.
Yeah, my granddaughters taught me this song, and I promptly took it to my youth choir.
Yes, you did.
We still sing it to this day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. who's the singer for this song?
When we start out singing.
I don't know.
No, I mean, who
Point
wrote
of Grace.
It?
Point of Grace.
Point
yes.
of Grace.
Point of Grace, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wouldn't know any songs if it weren't for the young people in my life. It's really great. We use this as a meditation after communion so often. Let's sing it, girls.
In the calm of your presence, I am listening, Lord. I am still, I am quiet, I am yours. In the calm of your presence, I am listening, Lord. I am still, I am quiet, I am yours. Let your word speak to me. Let your spirit draw near. I will obey the truth that I hear in the calm of your presence. I am listening, Lord. I am still. I am quiet. I am yours. There's a thirst in my soul for your wisdom divine. I long for the peace and life that I find in the calm of your presence. I am listening, Lord. I am still. I am quiet. I am yours. In the calm of your presence, I am listening, Lord. I am still. I am quiet. I am yours. I am still. I am quiet. I am yours. I am still. I am quiet. I am yours.
It just wants, makes you want to go sit down and meditate, doesn't it? that's beautiful. All right, the number to call is
888-627-6008.
Yes, call me with your request. Be happy to talk to you. And perhaps you'd like to sponsor a show. Oh, you know, if I'd like to tell you that the archives are up very nicely. Very neatly, I should say. Thanks to Doug for creating my show page at bbs.com. And you can get there directly by typing bbsradio.com, bbsradio.com/golden memories piano requests. Both of those words are plural. Memories with an IES and requests with an S. So, and you type that in there. That's the name of my show with no spaces, okay? bbsradio.com/golden memories piano requests. No spaces. You'll go right to my show page. You'll see my picture there and on the side of a mountain with a piano sitting there. conspicuously, and a harp sitting on the mountainside conspicuously.
That's pretty.
Yeah. And then right below that, you'll see me, a picture of me where I am right now in front of my piano, in front of my desk, and there I am, bright as day. Right beneath that is a nice little lineup of the shows, and the top one is the most recent. You got to be sure and listen to the one that's on the top right now. It's a tribute to my old choir teacher in college, Dr. Myron Tweed, who just passed away. And he was a very stately man, and he taught me all I know about creating a great choir. And I had just found out that he played the accordion, and I was just charmed. And I said, so I was inspired to write a little, well, should I say a parody? It's a parody. No, a parody is silly, but this was rather serious. I wrote new words to "Those Were the Days, My Friend," and I played it on the accordion, and seems unlikely, but it was fun. So you'll have to be sure and listen to that show. All right, well, let's get back to Josie, and we're kind of, in a way, we're kind of warming up for our Friday night show over at Westminster. And what do you say we do? Dream. Look at that. She was reading my mind. As you know, this is an old song.
Made new again?
Yeah. What's the verse?
Get in touch with that sundown fellow as he tiptoes across the sand. He's got a million kinds of stardust. Pick your favorite brand and dream. When you're feeling blue, dream. That's the thing to do. Just let the smoke rings rise.
Before the band shows up.
Oh, I see.
Take it, Josie.
So dream when the day is through. Dream and it might come true. Things never are as bad as they seem, so
more cold chills, Josie. I know. I love to hear my granddaughters sing.
Oh, I know.
They
just
warm my heart.
I learned that piece when I was, in my early 20s. I was playing in a little piano bar in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, no, not another bar. Grandpa. My poor granddaughters.
You really were young and reckless, weren't you?
But I didn't play in a bar until I left home. And I also had to leave my college town because, you know, I was totally, it would have been very risky then because I was working in the largest Pentecostal church in South Bend, Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Lester Sumrall. And he's been gone for quite some time now, but I still keep up with his sons and all my friends from Christian Center. It's not called Christian Center anymore. Let's see. Cathedral of Praise, maybe. Yeah, maybe one of my Christian friends, if Christian Center friends can call me and correct me on all my mistakes.
What was the number again?
The number? What's my number? You don't want to know my number.
Give me a call. Yeah. 888-627-6008.
Yes. Call me. All right. So, anyway, that's when I learned a song way back when. And it's been a great song. I'm kind of glad that we don't allow smoke rings in public places anymore.
Right.
Yeah. We're flicking ashes on your piano.
Yeah, really. All those old movies you watch and
with the smoking rooms,
cigarettes, and cigars.
Yeah, that's great. All right. Well, where are we? Okay, let's do another song from the show. Let's do that cool Dean Martin piece, Sway. Actually, I patterned the arrangement after Michael Bublé. He's got a cool arrangement, too.
I love his voice.
Yeah.
I'm like dancing over here. I wish I had some, what do you call this thing? Did you shake?
A maracas.
Yes, we needed some of those.
Tambourine.
A tambourine, yeah, even.
Look how time it is already.
Oh, my gosh.
Look, the time
we're having way too much fun.
Flown by. We talk a lot about children. And
children
as sophisticated as I am, they say I'm good with children.
You are awesome with children.
Is it true?
Mm-hmm. They love you, Mr. Dallas.
Because I'm kind of silly. But we're going to sing a song right to our children, the children who are watching and listening today. Maybe your nieces and nephews are listening today.
You never know.
Yes.
Here. Eric and Aaron. Dippity Doodah.
We are.
Zippity doodah, zippity a. My oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity doodah, zippity a. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity doodah, zippity a. Feeling, feeling, running away.
Well, so sorry.
Zippity doodah, zippity a. Why, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity doodah. Zippity.
Well, it's live. It's definitely live.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't know what the conductor is going to do.
Yeah, I'm over here.
That's all the time. What are you talking about?
Sometimes the road is smooth. Other times it's just a little bumpy.
Sometimes it's got potholes in it.
Sometimes it's got huge craters.
Sometimes it's got roadkill.
Oh, let's run this into the ground, okay? Oh, boy, it's been good to be with you again. I need one more song, right? Do I have a request from my little gallery here today? What we need is a call right now. Wouldn't that be just perfect?
888-627-6008.
Okay. All right. I'm going to sing my theme song. I got to get it. Pull it off the pole here. We can all get around it. Well, we mean to encourage, we mean to lighten your day, and we just want to be here for you. And give me a call anytime. Go to my website, stevedallas.com, and you'll find me there smiling with my harp. And I have a big blurb about the radio show at the bottom there too. So that's easy to remember. That's not complicated at all. stevedallas.com. No space, of course. So I'd love to hear from you. All right. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and a sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. Well, you haven't ever sung this with me, but maybe we could just sing the last part of it together. That'd be great. Lean over here, ready? Walk on, walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. That's true, you won't, everybody.
You got 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, Janice, it's been nice to have you again.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
My co-host, the greatest co-host in the world.
Oh, honey, that's mighty sweet of you.
Yes. And we had Josie McGee, the lead singer for my band.
Yes.
And we have Nicole, McGee. She's singing for us today. Lots of cool songs. So it's been great to be with you, everybody.
It's been great to be with you.
Yep. So keep practicing, all you students, and I'll see everybody next week, Tuesday. At, oh, here's a request.
Better hurry.
Just called in from Kathy. Okay.
What is it that she wants?
Tara's theme from Gone with the Wind. Let me see.
I just remember Rhett Butler. Scarlet.
That file box right behind me. Look under T. It's a piece of sheet music.
It's called Tara's Song?
Tara's Theme from Gone
Tara's
with the Wind.
Tara's Theme.
See if I can think of that song. Now, if she'd call in and if she hummed me the first measure, Kathy, do you have the courage to do that? Call in and hum me the first measure.
If not, we'll have it next week.
Yeah.
We'll work on it.
Mm-hmm. Is it there, Josie?
I don't think I can see it.
This is the song that's popping into my mind.
That's not it, darling.
Yeah, I know it's not it. This is the...
Is that the Godfather?
This is the Godfather, yes.
Yeah.
It's in my sheet music box right outside the door.
Is it? Well, we don't have time, but are we through it too, or 155?
Yeah, we can go a little further, longer today if we wish.
You said it's outside the door?
Yes, in my sheet music. Was the theme from The Godfather, and that was can't think of the name of that one either.
There's so much sheet music outside.
It's out in the garage. Kathy, I hope we're going to put it on the list for next week.
Okay.
And all right. So that's great. Do we have any other requests from you girls? What did I do on my...
I'm not sure.
Here's a cute little song.
Music Box Dancer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to have one of those.
Out there have some bonus time. You have more time to call me. Sleeps Tonight.
Yes,
nice acapella song.
All right.
And I might be able to find that music.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So how do you want to do it? You want to start or I want to start? Background.
Why don't you get over here, Josie, and sing into this microphone. You get right up on that microphone. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this song is a Lion King song. And me and Nikki have been singing it for several years. When we were really little, we used to always sing it together and with my mom. And it's just a little, it's really small. It's a small little song. But I'm sure that all the young people listening, and even the older people, they'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I went one time when I was in Georgia, in Augusta. The guys that sang The Lion King, I can't even think of their name, but I actually got to hear them sing and do this song. It was so totally awesome. So hearing you girls sing it brought back memories of that time.
Well, here's a much shorter version.
Yes. Yes. Do you like it? Because we do not know all the words, and it's actually quite long.
Okay. Here it goes.
Oweemoe,
in the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Oweemoe, 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 Bumboe.
Sorry. Oh, about that.
Sweet. All right, honey.
Well.
Are you getting to find that?
He's got so much music. It may take him a year to wade through all that.
It's surprising how much music's in this house. I mean, we have so much music and then we don't know what to do with it, so we're running out of paper sometimes to use on the printer, and then you want to print something and then you find out, oh, there's music on the back.
Yeah, that's true.
Songs,
and there's pianos everywhere and harps and cellos and violins and horns.
I found it.
Oh yay.
Woo! Congratulations, Kathy.
You knew where it was.
Unbelievable.
It can be a total disaster, but he knows where his music is.
Wait, no. Right.
Hey, for you,
most
Kathy,
of the time.
I'm kind of in shock.
Me too. I wasn't expecting this.
Very nice job. That was great. I am really disappointed that I didn't know that song because that's my favorite all-time movie.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't hum the melody on that.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to
bring it forward.
Come up with it. Yeah.
And that'll movie Bring It Forward. Pay It Forward.
Pay It Forward. There we go. Well, that's great. Well, thanks for calling, Kathy. I hope you hung in with us till the end here. And cool. All right. Well, we're gonna go out bouncing, okay? We're gonna close with yes. We're gonna close with Zippity Doo Dah again.
Oh, that's
a
cute
reprise. Yes, so happy. Ready.
Zippity doo dah, zippity yay. My oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity doo dah, zippity yay. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity doo dah, zippity yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
So long, everybody.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, girls.
Goodbye. Have a great week.